Hi, this is Heidi coming from the Echo office with a special edition seasonal podcast on Eastertide. We're doing a two-part mini-series exploring what this next season means for our church. In this first episode, I sit down with Pastor Brian. He's going to provide the vision and heart behind why we recognize these seasons and practice them at our church, and why this is important to us as individuals and as a body. Our hope is that this podcast will inform, inspire, and equip you to be intentional and prayerful in our journey toward Christ-likeness all throughout the year. As Christians, there are typically two major seasons that we move our calendar around. The first is Advent, the season leading up to Christmas, and the second is Lent, the past season we were just in, that leads us into Easter. But there are actually ancient liturgical calendars that guide us through major seasons all throughout the year. We here at Echo are influenced by the Anglican liturgical year, and from the start of our church have based many of our events and movements on this calendar. Liturgies are patterns and prescribed movements in the worldwide church. They guide us to move in sync and in rhythm with Christians throughout history and around the world. Like a beating drum, liturgical seasons provide us with a baseline that anchors us to the symphony as a whole. It keeps the local church, like us at Echo, connected to the fabric of the saints. So I invite you to get comfy, take a seat, and join us in our conversation. Hi, Echo Church. This is Heidi. I'm coming from the Echo office, and I'm sitting across here from Pastor Brian.
Hi.
And we're just talking about what's coming up in this next season. As we just finished and celebrated Easter, the risen King.
Amen.
Jesus is alive. And
what
we just...
a powerful service, yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, it was awesome.
Yeah, and Lent has been such a powerful moment for our church where we can be intentional in creating space. And
by the way, great job, you and Tim. I know you guys just got to know how hard they worked and prepared. And it wasn't just crafting prayers and devotionals. These guys really soaked themselves in the presence of God, and they walked the walk before they wrote and talked the talk and led us in prayer. So I just want to say, Heidi, on behalf of the church, thank you. So many people were touched by the Lenten devotional, people inside our church and outside of it.
Thanks.
It was good. I have yet to listen to one. But I hear that it's good. I just trust you're doing your job. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anyways, what are we doing? What are we talking about?
So what's coming up next in this next season now that Easter's over?
Okay. So we just went through the season of Lent. Mm-hmm. We had beautiful Good Friday service and a powerful resurrection service, you know, this last Sunday. Now the church in the liturgical calendar around the world, we're going into a time called Eastertide.
Eastertide.
Yeah. And Eastertide is basically right after Easter Sunday, the church goes into 50 days of preparing and being primed and getting ready to celebrate the next big marker on the calendar,
which is
the day of Pentecost.
Pentecost.
Yeah. So the day of Pentecost for the Christians. Now, for the Jews, it's the day that after their deliverance from Egypt, they went up to Mount Sinai, remember, and Moses brings down the law. Mm. And so it's the giving of the law 50 days after their deliverance. Mm. Now, for Christians, it's the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts after Jesus' ascension, right? Mm. He says, listen, you gotta wait for the power from on high. God himself is gonna fill them with his love and power.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And the day of Pentecost, right? The Holy Spirit shows up in that upper room and people get filled with God. So in a way, the dream of the first Pentecost is actualized, where now the law is not on tablets of stone, Heidi. They're now God's way and law, and his life is now written in our hearts.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's what we're celebrating on Pentecost Sunday.
That's what we're getting ready for next. Mm. Yeah.
So this Eastertide is that timing before. So why is it important that we're even bringing this up? Why do we need these sort of rhythms or seasons in our lives as Christians?
Well, without rhythms of liturgical seasons in our lives, it's difficult to live with intention. Mm-hmm. And we find ourselves surprised when moments of reflection, remembrance, and celebration come. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, I don't know if you've ever experienced this. I'm sure you haven't. But, have you ever woken up and you're like, oh my gosh, it's my husband's birthday, or oh my gosh,
it's never happened,
right? Or oh my gosh, it's my friend's special day or whatever. And you're rushing mm-hmm. to prepare to celebrate someone meaningful to you.
That's right, yeah.
And so what happens is when you rush and you're not prepared, it actually takes away from the power and the meaning of that moment, mm. of that celebration day. So just like Lent primed and prepared our hearts and our lives for Good Friday mm-hmm. and for Easter, so it is with Eastertide. Yeah. The 50 days we are preparing. And so I'll liken it like this. Lent was like, imagine if Lent is us cleaning out the house for a special guest that's coming over. Mm. And so, Lent is like, getting rid of all sorts of things that get in the way with our relationship with God.
That's right.
Right? So imagine if metaphorically we're cleaning out the house, mm-hmm. just cleaning, mopping, sweeping, rearranging, and getting the house ready for the special person to come over. Mm-hmm. Well, Eastertide, imagine Eastertide now as, that sweet little moment where after you're done cleaning mm-hmm. and you have you did well and you finished early and there's 30 some minutes or so before your special guest comes over mm-hmm. and you're waiting with anticipation.
That's right,
you're rechecking your makeup or your hair or what you're wearing. And I don't do that, but I don't have makeup, but you get what I'm saying, right? You're just filled with hope and joy mm-hmm. and anticipation. Well, that preparation, that waiting period is Eastertide.
That's good.
Right? And so mm-hmm. Lent for us was getting rid of junk, rid of stuff that gets in the way, rid of things that don't belong mm-hmm. when that person occupies our space.
Ooh.
Eastertide is now I'm ready for you and I'm sitting here anticipating you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not busy doing anything else. I've made room for you and now I'm waiting
mm-hmm.
because you are that special person I need and I want.
Wow, that's so good. And so this waiting season of anticipation, we're waiting for the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So
yes.
Can you kind of talk a little bit more about that? Because we have the Holy Spirit in us now.
Yes.
So why is it so important for us to kind of use the season as anticipation?
Yeah.
Because the Holy Spirit is here.
Yes. So imagine, yes, we have the Holy Spirit and mm-hmm. we should be walking with the Holy Spirit, with God.
That's right.
But it's like Lent. For instance, we shouldn't be only repenting and only letting go of sinful ways or disruptive ways, right, during Lent. We should be doing that all year.
That's right.
But
yeah.
Lent helps us remember to do that. They're kind of like musical notes on a song sheet.
Mm.
They tell us what's coming up and what to play next.
Oh, that's
and
good.
What these liturgical seasons do for us is it helps us enter God's story and play God's song or write God's story rather than always having God on our terms and our time.
That's right.
And
yeah.
so one of the best ways to worship God is to have your entire calendar and life and time rearranged by His tempo. His music, His song sheet. Does this make sense?
That's right, yeah.
And then as for the question of the Holy Spirit's already with us, well, the Holy Spirit's with us, but Eastertide is our way of saying we want more of you.
That's good,
and
yeah.
Just like Lent is saying we want less of us so we can have more of you, Eastertide is we want more of you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also celebrating the walk we've already had with you
mm-hmm.
because of the infilling on the Pentecost day.
Yeah, that's so good. And I like how you kind of talked before about not being surprised when these moments come and these seasons. I remember you sharing that Eugene Peterson said it's a gift of time,
yes.
that Lent is the gift of time.
Yes.
And it's such a beautiful thing to think about Eastertide as also a gift of time, of space that we can really allow ourselves to anticipate and wait for God and to show God and express to him this love that we have for him, that we're going to wait for you. We're going to meet you in that quiet place. We're going to keep cultivating this garden, not just because Lent is over, but because we have more seasons that we get to celebrate with you. And I remember you saying how having liturgical calendars allows us as Christians to kind of follow along the pathway of the saints and these well-worn paths that we get to kind of follow and journey along with. And so, yeah, that's kind of, that's a beautiful thing that we get to share with our people.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a beautiful way of saying it, that God has given us the gift of time. And so that we don't have to be surprised by these moments. We don't have to be rushed. It's kind of like, have you ever gone to church and you felt rushed and you barely made it on time?
Yeah.
Versus you had all morning to prepare and you did it right. You prepared right. Like the night before, you did your offering and you prayed and you prepared your heart. In the morning, you got to be with Daniel and have coffee and pray to you, and maybe even take a hike or whatnot. And then in that quiet sabbatical mode, you go to church and you meet the saints and you worship together. That kind of time, in that moment with the saints, is way different than you rushing in the car, maybe getting in a fight with your husband right in the car. Like, why are you always there? Why are you always there? And then you barely make it to the parking lot and you rush in. And then next thing you know, you're just thrown into the time of singing.
You
with
crash
the saints.
Into it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just such a different experience.
Truly. Yeah.
And so Eastertide is God's gift to us, so that we can better worship him and enjoy him.
Yeah, that's right. And you said it yesterday really well, that it's not just about executing these moments, but it's about enjoying
these. It's about enjoying God.
Yeah, it's about savoring these moments.
I mean, think about Heidi. Like, have you ever received a gift and you're like, you know, oh, this costs a lot, but maybe money-wise. But for some people, it's like, that's great, but it didn't. There wasn't any sacrifice of time or preparation for this gift. The person probably just went on Amazon and bought it. Now, again, I'm a love language of gifts. So if any of you are wanting to just buy, I think I have all love languages. I'm very fluent, at least in hearing it. But so if anyone wants to buy me a gift and you don't want to spend time preparing it, that's fine with me.
But receive it wholeheartedly.
Yes, but here's the deal. Like, one of the things that Pastor Michelle loved over the years is one of her favorite gifts for me was something that I spent a long time making and instead of just a quick, you know, expensive gift.
That's right, yeah.
And she was so moved, obviously, because she knew that I was intentional. I took the time and I made that time a gift. As in, I worked in it, I primed it, I prepared, and I made something for her. Now, that thing that I made her was, it didn't cost a lot in terms of money value, monetary value. But the time that I spent on it and the intention and the focus, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How deliberate I was. That's what moved her. And so for me, is Eastertide is not just us getting ready to enjoy God better, but it's the gift of time for us to prepare to love God better.
Amen.
So that he's moved. Because one of my big goals in life is I want to move God's heart.
That's right. That's
you know
so
what
good.
I mean?
Yeah. And that we can bring delight to God in the way that we prepare. So now that we've, you know, really made sure that this season can be a gift of time, and it's important to live our lives with intention, and these seasons are a gift for us as Christians. How do we prepare in these seasons where we are waiting in anticipation?
Yeah, well, I think I can think of two things immediately. One is, you make room to wait. And I know it sounds very unspiritual, but it's literally spending time with God and waiting and saying to him every day, I need you, I long for you, I wait for you. I cannot do this life without you, Holy Spirit. It's a very focused prayer on the Holy Spirit, dialoguing mm-hmm. with the third person of the Trinity, saying, yeah. because, you know, Scripture is very clear. We don't have a Christian life without the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. We can't do anything that's demanded of this Christian life without the Holy Spirit.
That's right,
we can't even get close to Jesus without the Holy Spirit. We can't even pray. Mm. And so it's kind of our way of like 50 days of us just loving on the Holy Spirit, thanking him. It's almost like writing letters to this person that's about to arrive after 50 days. And you're just writing love letters and saying, this waiting is not a waiting. Mm. This waiting is not a waste of time. This waiting is a remembering of how much I need you.
Yeah.
So think of it like your prayer, whereas Lent was more like, God, I need to let go so I can enjoy you more, right? Think of Eastertide as confessional longing and thanking time with the Holy Spirit every day. So one practical way, Heidi, is like I'll take a walk in the morning and literally the whole time I'll spend talking to the Holy Spirit, thanking, I need you, I want you, I need you in my life, empower me. So one thing is waiting. Okay. Another thing is if you think about Pentecost, the fruit or the byproduct of the Pentecost in Acts was unity. Mm. So when the Holy Spirit fell upon the church, they were in sync with God, and then they were in sync with each other. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know this, but we purposely put sync around the season of Pentecost.
So intentional.
It's so intentional. That was like we were doing something. And so 10 years ago, we said, what if our annual church camp was placed right around this time with the liturgical movement of the church, so that the whole church, remember, it wasn't the infilling of a person.
That's right.
It was the infilling of the body of Christ.
Body, the church.
And so symbolically, we go away as a church to seek God, you know, in the mountains. This year won't be on a mountain, it'll be a nice hot springs. But we go away, and it's kind of like what the disciples did. It was us going away into a symbolic upper room to pray and seek God together, right?
Together
we are refreshed, we are renewed, we are re-synced with God. And then in turn, we are re-synced with each other for the next half of the year.
Wow. That's powerful. And so the season of Lent, we had the theme of joy.
Yes.
So can you share what the theme of Eastertide might look like?
Yeah, I would say maybe the theme of Eastertide this year could be more like dwelling or waiting or enjoying the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, and also longing and asking and anticipating the power that comes from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because after Eastertide, the church actually goes into a season called Ordinary Times.
Love it.
And Ordinary Times is what I love about that season. They call it Ordinary Times, but it's the season after Pentecost all the way to Advent, which is December, right? And it's marked for the church now to do what they were called to do, which is to be a blessing in their world every single day.
Yeah.
And that's called Ordinary Time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no way we can do that without the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Yeah.
So it's kind of like that big powwow in the coaches, in the gym, you know, in the locker room before you go out for the second half of the game. And we're going to win that game, right? So it's like getting in that powwow. And Eastertide is that powwow with the Holy Spirit and with the church.
Yeah.
And then when that bell rings or when that time, you know, I'm not a sports guy. So when when that pager rings, I don't know.
Oh, the pager.
Right? And that's the season of Ordinary Times. And
that's
now
good,
the church is released into mission.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you know this, but that's why in the fall, in the latter half of summer, in the fall, all the way to winter, our church, all of our giving happens in this time.
Wow.
All of our missional efforts happen in this time.
It's so intentional.
So it's all designed around the church calendar.
So good. Yeah, and it's almost like if we miss out on the Eastertide, we're like that athlete who came late.
Who came late, yeah.
What did the coach say?
Didn't get the coach's
plan. What play are we going to do?
Yeah, didn't get that inspirational Friday night mm-hmm. lights talk, mm-hmm. you know?
Clear eyes.
Yeah, clear eyes, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. you need that from the Holy Spirit.
That's right, yeah. And it's not that we are lacking in our ability, it's just we're lacking in the coach,
yeah.
the coach's wisdom.
Yeah, and it's just being with the Holy Spirit.
That's right,
it, yeah. It's more than the power tools of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. It's the Holy Spirit himself that we need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, that's so good. All right. Thank you so much, PB, for spending time with us to talk about what's coming up in this next season.
Well, thank
in
you the for having me, Heidi.
Calendar. Thank you. And so let's do this, church. Let's prepare. Let's journey together in this next season. And one way we're going to try to equip and resource our church is going to be through prayers.
Yes.
So we're going to release some prayers throughout the season to help craft the language and heart for the Holy Spirit, because oftentimes we forget that we could pray to the Holy Spirit and really ask Him to come.
Yeah, these prayers have been so helpful, Heidi. They just reorient us every week and remind us what season we're in.
Yeah.
But this time, is it going to be on our app or in our blog? Or what do you think?
It'll be released on the blog and on social media. So it'll be a good way for us to do this together because everyone's on social media and the blog is very helpful. So, so thank you again. Let's do this, church. Let's journey together. Let's really ask for the Holy Spirit to come, because we really need Him and we really desire Him. So, thank you. All right, church, thank you so much for listening. As I mentioned at the start, this is part one of two in the seasonal podcast. In the next episode, we'll be talking more about Pentecost Sunday, how the Holy Spirit moves today, and why we should desire the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We'll be diving into practical ways to invite Him into our daily lives. So check that out next month on May 22nd. In the meantime, please continue to pray with us and wait in anticipation for the Holy Spirit as we journey through Eastertide. Until next time.